The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint for fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when those things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. I invite the young people to come forward for a children's message. Good morning. You can have a seat right up here. And you may have to scoot down a little bit to give room to everybody here. Okay. There you go. Good morning. I got one person who's awake, huh? Good morning.
Good morning.
A little better, yeah. Glad that you're here this day. Are you good at waiting for something? You are? You're good at waiting?
I'm not good at waiting.
You're not good at waiting? How many of you really like to wait, huh? How about those people out there? Turn around. See how many of those people like to wait. I don't see any hands at all. Well, this is the Advent season, and one of the things that we do is we wait. What do you do when you wait? What do you do to pass the time? You have to wait before you get in the car? Do your parents take a long time getting in the car? Yeah. Maybe because of you and your brother and stuff that are going on here. When I wait, sometimes I find it helps to count. Ever counted while you're waiting? One of the things that I also... It helps me sometimes if I time something to know it's about the right time. And one of the snacks I really like is popcorn. And when I put popcorn in the popper, I know that that first kernel pops about 6 minutes after I've started it. So that helps me wait to know how much time I have. 6 minutes until the first kernel pops. Well, in Advent, we're kind of counting the Sundays till Christmas. And you can look at the Advent candles there. There are four of them. So this is the first Sunday. And after we get to the fourth one, shortly thereafter, this year it's a short week, it will be Christmas. So we use counting to help us to wait, huh? One of the things that's hard for us, that's a part of this season, reminds us that Jesus is coming again, and we don't know when that time will be. So we kind of wait
marking seasons of the year, the days and the months, that's Chronos time. But we await the fullness of the kingdom of God when God will rule everything with justice and mercy and peace and love. That one's kind of hard for us to count. But we can still be waiting in expectation for the coming of Jesus again. So remember, it's a time of waiting. We're counting days. And we're waiting for Jesus to come again. Amen. You can return to your seats. My brothers and sisters in Christ, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is our righteousness. Hear it clearly. The Lord is our righteousness. The Lord, not ourselves, not we, not me, but rather the Lord is, right now, present tense. I suppose it might be present perfect, you know, that goes on. Our, it's not simply mine, it's something that's held in common. It's a communal kind of statement. And righteousness, the right relationship with the whole created world. How can we live with this truth? The Lord is our righteousness. Advent means coming. And there are two themes that run through this short season of the church year. The one theme is waiting. We hear that in the words of the Tizay chant that we did earlier. Wait for the Lord whose day draws near. We're waiting for Christ to come again and to usher in that full consummation of the kingdom of God. A second theme is preparation. This waiting is not idleness, but there are things for us to do to get ready for the future. It is God's future that holds us in love. In our waiting and preparing for the future, we are being transformed by the expectation that God is our righteousness. Cal Ripken Jr. holds the record for the most consecutive baseball games played in the major leagues. 2,632 games spanning some 16 seasons, May 30th, 1982 to September 19th, 1998. My family and I actually saw Cal Ripken play a game in Old Memorial Stadium in August of 1990. And when he broke the record, I told my children, well, we got to see the crucial game in that streak. It was kind of right in the middle. And they felt kind of impressed that we really got to see that crucial game. But then a short time later, they came back to me and said, wait a second, this was a consecutive game streak. Weren't all those games crucial? And I said, yes. And in fact, as we think about the future, in our waiting and preparation for God's future, today is a crucial day. Every day is a crucial day. The way to the future always begins with today. The Lord is our future. We know that God is at work to redeem all creation and bring into the fullness of the kingdom of God, that reign of justice and mercy, peace and love. When we hear that calling of the future, we invest ourselves in preparation. Several weeks ago, I met a young woman who was preparing to be an occupational therapist. And I asked her, well, how did you get into this? And she said, well, I had some relatives and some neighbors who had the need for occupational therapy. I took them there and I watched what they did and I thought, that's what I want to do. And she described it with a sense of, it was kind of a calling from God, that when she actually saw this being done and how it affected people's lives, it was just the thing that she wanted to do. And I said to her, so it's been smooth sailing since then. She's actually in her sixth year, I think, of training for this. And she said, oh no. She said, I've had to take some courses like physics that are really difficult for me, but I've made it through. When we have that clear sense of the vision of the future, the calling of God's future, it helps us to endure in the difficult times. As people who know that the Lord is our righteousness, the Lord is our future, we are called to prepare for that future. And in our gospel reading today, Jesus gives us three ways to prepare for the future. The first is to stand up for God's victory. We kind of live that out in our standing up for the gospel in that Tanzanian hymn. And as I understand it, in the tradition of Tanzania, it is sung before the gospel reading, just as we did. And the whole congregation stands on that verse to receive that word of the Lord. The second thing that Jesus tells us is that we can be on guard. We can pay attention. Pay attention to that which endures, the word of God. It is the word of God does not pass away. And so we listen, we keep listening for that word of God active in our lives. And thirdly, he says, be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to endure. So in being alert, it means really practicing the faith. Just as exercise doesn't make our bodies weaker, so exercising our faith makes us stronger as well. So these three things help us to exercise our faith every day. The way to the future begins today. And we give ourselves some resources in this congregation to do that. It is the deep desire of the staff of this congregation that we all be prepared for the future. So there's some resources that are available to you. One of them is this sheet that's in your bulletin every week, taking faith home. It becomes a way of seeking to live out the Christian faith in very holistic ways. Talks about caring conversations, devotion, service, and rituals and traditions. And these are the four faith practices that the folks from the, what is it, not Milestones Ministry, but anyway, who found that these are key faith practices that help us to build up and to pass on the faith. There are other faith practices that you may have discovered, but these are the key ones that we can practice. Secondly, during the Advent season, Angie has put out some devotional booklets out on the buffet. They're there for you to take. Again, it's a way of practicing the faith, of exercising our faith. And thirdly, there are all these people here who have all kinds of experiences, and we can learn from each other. We can grow from each other. As I'm moving toward retirement, I've been asking questions of those who have gone through that part of their life to share some wisdom. In all of these ways, it's a listening for that word of God to lead us and to guide us. And it leads us and guides us to that which endures. Together we are called to dwell in that word. Most importantly, it is the deepest desire of God that we be prepared for the future that God is bringing to us. It is a glorious future. So we have a great future ahead of us. Even now, God is at working, preparing us for that future. So we stand up, we stand with Christ, we pay attention to that word, and we keep using our faith every day. The Lord is our righteousness. Amen.